We're now joined by the head coach up at the Mercer School in Drew Smith. The Lady Cardinals picked up a convincing victory, home opener, season opener a week ago tonight. 65-35, the final over the Hale Cardinals. Tough opponent, not sure what they necessarily have, but we know they're a bigger school that went a long way in Class 3 last year. They're in Class 2 this year. The Penny Lady Hornets going to host Mercer coming up on Thursday night in a girls-boys doubleheader. Next week, Green City Tuesday at Princeton on Friday for the Lady Cardinals. Coach, how are you doing today?
I'm doing pretty well. How are you?
Good. Doing real well. As far as you go, because it was your first year last year, second year this year on the job, how much more comfortable you feel in the job and with the girls at this point of the season, Coach?
Oh, I feel a whole lot more comfortable. Last year was my first year as a head coach, and I was kind of trying to figure out what the girls liked, and the girls were trying to figure out what my style was like, and so we kind of butted heads there for a little while, but we finally figured each other out and started rolling there towards the end of the year. And going into this year, it's been a lot more of a smooth transition going, having a full work of summer and last year's getting to know each other and stuff like that. So it's been a lot easier transition this year for sure.
You have a good group of young players coming in, and you have some good returning talent. When you just look at the overall picture of the team this year, how much more encouraged are you that you can have a really good season?
Oh, absolutely. I'm encouraged. I was encouraged last year because I knew the talent that we had. We just had to figure ourselves out. But this year, like you said, we have some good returning players that gained a lot of experience last year and grew up a lot. And then we also have some new ball players that are joining the team this year with the freshman Tori Monarchy, and then we got a couple of sophomores with Bree Shipley and Natalie Cliver and Isabella Schooler, who can all provide some meaningful minutes and help us win ball games. So they're all. It's a team ball game, and I'm just really excited with the depth that we have this year. That's something we did not have last year.
Yeah, 65-35, the victory on opening night. That's pretty convincing, Coach. A 30-point win over what I have to imagine is a pretty decent Hale team. How pleased were you with the performance a week ago?
Overall, for the first game coming out, I was very pleased with how the girls came out and attacked the rim and just bought into our system of what we're going to be doing this year. I thought they did an excellent job with forcing Hale into making mistakes and pressuring the ball a little bit, and then on the offensive end, really attacking the rim and knocking down the three-point shots when they're available, and then getting to the rim and getting to the free throw line. Overall, I was very pleased with that first game.
I did see through social media that Isabel Holt had an appendectomy, which I'm sure it kept her out last Monday. Do you expect her back this week?
No, she will not be back this week. She was cleared to practice this week, and then I think she'll be all available to play as long as everything goes according to plan. Possibly next week. I'm not 100% sure on that. I've got to get kind of talk to her today and see what the doctors are saying. But next week is when the earliest to be able to come back to ball games.
You mentioned Tori already, Meineke, and you've had some freshmen that have come through this program. Sierra Michaelis certainly is on that list. Dan's daughters both on that list. Yeah, nobody's going to say that Tori's in their category right now. But how good can she be for your team as a freshman, Coach? Where is her ceiling at right now?
Well, I never did get the chance to see Sierra Michaelis play. I've only heard through other people play that she played like a dude and that she played extremely aggressive and it came easy to her. And then I got to watch Bailey play 1 year, and she was an excellent excellent shooter. And I never did get to see Courtney Owens play. I can't really compare her to those, but Tori works extremely hard and she's very coachable and she loves the game of basketball. So she's talented. And she's most importantly a team ball player. She doesn't care about what her stats are. She does to an extent, but she wants to get the win and she wants to dominate people. And so that's what I love about Tori, and that she's willing to get the people open to the ball, and she works extremely hard.
Yeah, and I look back at, you know, last year was going to be one of those years. You come off a state championship, but you know Dan retires and he goes fully into administration. You come in and take the job. And everybody knew that the talent level wouldn't be quite the same as it was on the state championship team. But I thought you did a good job of just almost like a bridge sort of year and getting it to this year where you get some of that freshman talent coming in and another year under the belt of the girls that are back this year. I thought last year's team, it really deserves a lot of credit for being that bridge to what should be an excellent Mercer season this year.
Well, in a sense, I think you're right. I wouldn't like to call it a bridge season, but it maybe ended up being that because we had to figure ourselves out. We had to find who our leaders on the team and who's going to be our leader on the offensive and defensive end. And like you said, we got it going towards the end of the year. and to where now we set ourselves up this year to where we have a little bit more depth and with players, with all the three, four other players joining the team. And the biggest thing is we didn't lose anyone from last year, and so we already have that experience with the leaders on the floor, and then those complementary pieces are able to come in and help us right away. So that last year's team worked extremely hard once we figured each other out and wanted, and they understood what I wanted, and I understood what they did best and what they liked to do. And so last year was kind of a growing year, I would say, for sure, but it sets up nicely this year because now they understand what I want, I understand what they like to do, and we can work better together.
In a big picture mode, and now kind of running out of time here, so we'll just have to finish up with this question or maybe just comment. You go to Hamilton Thursday, you got Green City a week from tomorrow, and then you go to Princeton, who you know, Coach Gooden, I'm sure, is going to have his girls all ready to go for that in-county rivalry next Friday the 7th. Those are three really challenging games for your team, so you'll find out about your team over the next week and a half, certainly.
Absolutely. I'm extremely excited, and I know the girls are extremely excited with all these challenges up ahead of them. And this is kind of our motto this year. We're not going to shy away from anyone, and we're going to go play our best basketball game and just put our best foot forward and see what happens at the end. No matter what the outcomes come, I think we're going to be competitive in all three ball games. And I just like to see the girls compete and improve and get to playing their best basketball by the time district comes around.
Penny coming up down in Hamilton for the Mercer girls and boys on Thursday this week. Coach, congrats on the win on the 19th, and good luck down at Hamilton on Thursday.
Hey, thanks, Tom. I appreciate it.